back there, Raj, doing all the work he does. We appreciate you, buddy. Title of my message, 1, 2, 3, sit with me. Boom, let's go. Let's pick it up, baby. Here we go. Trains are rolling now. We've left the station. Say that verse with me, a verse you should memorize. You should know it. Here it goes. Come on, here we go. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What's the will of God? Boy, there's been gazillion books written on that. Well, I believe you just found out what it is. Tell him thank you. Do it often. I'd recommend doing it all day long. Thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you, Lord. You get up in the morning, thank you, Lord. I made it through another night. I'm breathing. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord for your food, for your clothes, for your shoes, for your house, for your family, for your friends. If you got a good dog, thank him for that. If you got a dog like I got, just pass on that one. Right there. Because don't lie to him. Don't lie to him. Don't say thank you for the dog if you don't like the dog. I'm just saying to you. Now, the two most powerful words you'll ever say to people. I'm not saying I love you is not more powerful, but you just can't say that to everybody. I said that last week. Well, I love you. Well, I love you. People are going to think you're a lunatic. And if, you know, if they don't know you, it's just generally not going to fly. But the two most powerful words that you can say to all people are these two words. What are they? How many said it this week to somebody? Amen. How many, because of last week's message, you even were a little more cognizant of doing it? Let me say, good, great, that's awesome. That's how you light up your town for Christ. Being kind, saying thank you. So let's go. Let's see what we've got. So those are the two most powerful words, and their response to you is also very powerful. When you say thank you to people, and I know you got the money and you work to get your money, but you know, when you buy them groceries and they get, you know, it's still a good thing to say thank you. It ain't all about you, right? Amen. Say. If we didn't have the Publix and then people working there, you'd probably have to get a garden in your yard. You know what I'm saying? And slaughter you some cows and pigs and mess. I'm sure thankful for them people. Amen. Say. Come on. We ought to say that to people. And the powerful response is, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's those two words. They'll say it. Say it with me. 1, 2, 3. You're what? You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, that's generally what they say. There is a generation right now that has been saying, and maybe been saying it for a while, and that's no problem. No problem. Well, I don't think we ought to feel bad when people say that. But generally speaking, people don't say that. They say, you're welcome. And in fact, if they even say no problem, don't look at that as a negative. That's still a positive. They're talking to you, aren't they, say. And what they're saying is, that's no problem. What they're really saying is, that's no problem. I was glad to do that. Yes or no? It's no problem. I was glad to do that. I still prefer the words, you're welcome. Amen. And that's still the one that you hear out there about all the time. Yes or no? Amen. Say. You're welcome. You're welcome. So thank you evokes, you're welcome. I know you're like, is this what the message is going to be like, honey? I mean, I knew this before I got here. Well, let's just see if we can't learn a little. By expressing gratitude and showing appreciation, I endear myself to other people. Now, if that's not happening with you, there could be a problem with you. Just think about that. When you say thank you to people, and that is who you are. But now, if you full of yourself, and you just say thank you, and they can read between the lines that it's all about you, it's probably not going to carry the same weight. Amen, say. Or if you pitch to fit with them, and then you go, well, thank you. It's probably not going to carry the same weight. But when we use thank you the way it's meant to be used, honestly, sincerely, humbly, even if they get it all just right or not, you're going to endear yourself to other people. Did you hear me or not? This is how you do it. How do I endear myself to people? Start saying thank you and mean it. You'll be surprised how many more friends you're going to have. That's the truth. You hear me or not? thank you, thank you. You gain entrance into people's hearts. Absolute strangers. I've done it over the years. And I give the credit to the Lord and to my mama who raised me to say this. But, I mean, I've become friends with people I don't even know, by just being kind and saying thank you. I don't know the folks that work at McDonald's. Not really. But, boy, they act like they know me. And I act like I know them. Even though we're not close, you know, they matter to me. I see them often. And I know that I've gained entrance into their heart. Did you hear me? How did I do it? By saying thank you. By not pitching a fit. Amen. When my coffee doesn't have quite as many creamers as I like. Okay? It's called get some more. Deal with it. Amen. Say, people matter more than your mess you're getting. And I think sometimes when they goof it up and you still say thank you, that's when you really get entrance into their heart. It's really important stuff today. I know it's elementary. Hang in here. So you get where? Into their heart. What is heart? Is that pumping thing? I get inside of their pumping thing. No. The word heart means their emotion, their will, the center of who they are. We don't know how many people are out there that have never been treated kindly. They've worked their job. They've been kicked around. They've been told they're no good. And all of a sudden, a light of God comes into their life. You. And there you are. Saying thank you. And it gets down inside of them. Into their emotion. I mean, I've had it before where people have had a rough day. A rough day. And you can get something, go up to their counter, whatever, and order something, whatever. And just say thank you. And tears will well up in their eyes. Because we don't know the day they've had. But all of a sudden, you broke through something. Did you hear me or not? Now, we're going somewhere, but I'm still laying the table. Setting the table. It's Thanksgiving. It takes a while. So what do they do to us when we say thank you? And generally, they roll out the what? How do I get to people's hearts? Do I go knock on their door? If you die today, do you know you go to heaven? Here's what they're going to say. Get off my yard. Man, probably half of them, at least. Amen. Say. But if you're kind to your neighbors, to others. And giving is a beautiful thing. Giving little things to people. Giving little gifts. When my mother was murdered 25 years ago, I went home. Obviously. I left on that Thursday. We got word about 2 o'clock. Because I wasn't at the house and they had to sort of find me. And they told me, the police officer, called, and then my brother-in-law got on the phone. I thought something was wrong with my sister, but then immediately I knew if something was wrong with my sister, it would be Mama talking to me. My brother-in-law wouldn't be talking to me if Mama was alive, because Mama wasn't going to let nobody say nothing to me that hard if something had happened to my sister. So immediately I sort of knew something was wrong with Mama. But so I went home, drove that journey home from Englewood, Florida. 25 years ago, and I went back to the house I grew up in. Didn't go inside. It was a mess. But I went to the fence in the backyard where I'd played, and the little lady came across the fence. A new lady. It used to be somebody else lived there when I was a kid. But this lady, I'd got to know her a little bit because Mama told me about her. It was a friend of Mama's because Mama made friends. Amen. Say. But Miss Lampley, Julia Lampley, said to me, first of all, she gave me something in a tinfoil wrap. She reached across the fence and handed it to me in a tinfoil wrap. And they were pictures that Mama had given to her and said, if anything happens to me, give these to Gary. And it was my mother's face, beat black and blue, when she had gone over to Miss Julia's. I had no idea he was treating her like that, beating her on top of the washing machine. We had the washing machine in the kitchen. And Miss Lampley gave those to me. And then she said this. She said, your mama came to this fence every day. And never did she come without something in her hand to give me. Did you hear me or not? Say yes or no. What might that be? How could mama do that every day? Because mama lived every day. If she's shelling some pecans, it might be a little half bag of some shelled pecans. It might be a cutting of a plant that she had rooted. It might be a piece of cake that you'd just lick your face for. I'm telling you, it's crazy my mama could cook. A little leftover something. A little something she might have found from the road that Miss Julia might look nice. Because these are poor people. You hear me, yes or no? I'm going to tell you a little secret. That's why we'll, as long as Gary Clark's alive here at Fellowship Church, we'll never charge for a donut here. We have as good a coffee as Starbucks or anybody right here. But as long as I'm here, we're going to give to people. People are going to come here. And when they leave, they're going to say, they had something in their hand to give us. Did you hear me, church? Yes or no? This is how you endear yourself to people. How do you start a church in Englewood, Florida? I had a reporter tell me years ago, that's all we need in town's another church. 9 out of 10 don't make it. Probably 99 out of 100 never get landed on their land. And how many do it debt-free? Probably it's so minuscule it ain't even funny. I give all the credit to the Lord, but I also credit this. Saying thank you. Giving to people. Loving on people. Yes or no? Amen. Amen. I preach hard. I get ugly sometimes on this stage. I know I do. Woo! Does thank you go a long way? Amen. Say. How many have ever had to talk to your friends about me? Yes or no? Say, you just got to, you know, I mean, come on now. Amen. Come on, church. I know I'm getting up. It's a special week for me, so I'm going to preach like this today. I'll be a little, but it's okay. It's pretty amazing that thankfulness can be that powerful. It's pretty amazing that after my mother's murder, I mean, Julia Lampley across the fence was impacted by my mother. She didn't come one time without having something in her hand to give me. Amen. Givers are usually thankful. Did you know that? Yes or no? Well, I want to be a giver. Well, you probably need to be thankful. Because if you're not thankful, you're probably going to think it's all yours and you did it all. But if you're thankful what you have, you're probably going to want to share it because you know it wasn't all you anyway. See how these things go hand in hand? Hadn't got to the message, have I, Raj? I know. That's all right. We'll get there. Why do people respond so profoundly to our gratitude? Why do they do that? Why do they do that? Well, we're created this way. Everybody, in general, responds to gratitude. Matter the color of the skin. Now, I know some people grew up hard and hard lives. I get that. But in general, people will respond to gratitude because they're made this way. We are. Why am I so grateful when people are nice to me? Well, it sure won't you. It was God made you this way. We can be touched by the feelings of other folk. That's why we respond when people are kind to us. When people say thank you to us, we have feelings, they have feelings. God made us to respond this way. It's pretty profound, actually. So now I need you to follow me. Now we're going somewhere. So we respond in a unique way when people are kind and grateful to us. And they respond the same way in general. The Bible says this in Genesis. God said, "Let us make man in our image. After our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the cattle of the earth, over everything that creeps on this earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Say that last part with me. Male and female created he them. So, let's just be elementary and learn. So we're created in God's image and in God's likeness. So God himself also responds profoundly to gratitude. What? You lost me, Pastor. Excuse me, let's back up again. If I'm created in the image of God, and I am, and you are, and I respond to gratitude, And I can be touched by the feelings of other people when they are kind to me and are thankful. Then God Himself, since we're created in His image, responds the same way. Did you hear me? Can you imagine when we try to say, I'm a good person? I can go to heaven because I'm a good person? Can you imagine how God must look at you? All He sees is an ingrate. Did you hear me or not? If some doctor helped you, you were deader than a hammer. You were about to die, and some doctor helped you. I mean, you were dying, man. You didn't have a hope. And the guy, through his, or lady, through what she did, saved your life. What an ingrate you would be if you said to them later, I didn't need you. Only an idiot would talk like that. Well, there's a lot of idiots on earth. And a lot of them are in church. We come to church thinking it's our good works that gets us to heaven. Though God gave His Son Jesus for us. As if He didn't have nothing better to do. Man, we better get our act together and get it together quick. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Well, I go to church. Church attendance will save me. You have lost your mind. Can you imagine God in heaven says... The Bible says the Lord sits in the heavens and laughs. That ain't no funny laughing like some of them preachers on TV try to get you to think God did. They do all that kind of mess. Excuse me. No, God sits in the heavens and laughs when we take credit for us getting to heaven. God looks at Jesus and goes, that is funny. Did you hear me or not? I know I got a little sideways, but good, we need to hear that. Here's what the Bible says. Listen, God says, I made you in my image and in my likeness, so I respond to gratitude. I can't have anything to do with pride. You are full of pride. I have to put you down because I can't handle that. Okay? You can't enter into a relationship with me like that. Anything like that. You can't do it at all. Here's what the Bible teaches. For I'll praise you. It's all through the Bible. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my what? Soul knows what? Right? Well, this is how we're supposed to be, guys. We're supposed to thank God. We're supposed to praise God. We're supposed to be grateful to God. Amen. I hope you're all right. Hope you get this. How precious are your thoughts to me, O God? How great is the sum of them? This should be who we are as a people of God. Be grateful. Be thankful. Amen. Why? Why? Because you like it when people are that way with you, don't you? Yes or no? Amen. No, I don't like it when people are thankful to me. Did you know there are some people like that? That they just, you say thank you. Oh, I don't need to hear that. Well, you're an oddball. Did you hear it? Quote me. You weren't made to not enjoy thankfulness. Got it? Yes or no? God's, look, He's like, man, you know why you thankful and you grateful? And you know why you like it? Because I made you that way. Because you just like me. So this is how we're supposed to be. Gratitude and appreciation. Gratitude and appreciation. This is how, say it with me pretty loud. I do what? How do I have intimacy with God, Pastor? If I read enough Bible, will that do it? Not really. No, you can know everything and not have love, and you're nothing. Did you know gratitude and appreciation is love? It is love. That's what love is. Love is thankful. Is love thankful, yes or no? Sure it is. This is how I gain entrance into God's heart, through gratitude, guys. This is how I do it. Just like other folks will open up the door for me and roll out the welcome mat, this is how God rolls out the welcome mat to you. Well, if I just give enough and I pray enough and I do enough, how about this? How about you humble yourself and start thanking Him for everything in your life? And you're not dead yet. You still have time. You mean, Pastor, if I start becoming a person who thanks God and is grateful to God, and practice on people, by the way. But when you're like that, are you telling me I'll have a deeper walk with God? I'll be forever changed. I'm telling you, you'll be forever changed. This is how you get close to God. I'm not down on all those fancy books, but I'm going to tell you right now. You want to cut to the chase? This is the message. This is how I get to the heart of God. Amen or oh me? I want you to just think about it. This is how I get into God's emotions. This is how I get into God's will. This is how I get into God's very center. Why? Because that is how people get to me. And God says, I made you just like me. Does that mean you're God? No, it doesn't mean you're God. But I tell you what, when you look on planet Earth compared to everything else, all the animals on this earth, did you know you are like God on this earth almost, aren't you? You're not. Don't quote me that I said you were. But I'm saying it's man and women that make everything, that create everything. Yes or no? Amen. That rule over everything, that do everything. Is that the truth? Yes or no? You're pretty amazing. God said, give me the credit for how amazing you are. Amen. Come on. By expressing gratitude and showing real appreciation for God's kindness and goodness to me, say this part with me. I am welcomed by God into intimate and personal relationship with Him. Guys, how are you going to get intimate with your wife? Well, sex. I believe that'll be better and everything else will be better in your life if they see you, sir, as kind and grateful. For the little acts of kindness the wife does. For whatever it is throughout the day. You'll have a whole lot better night. Excuse me. If your intimacy begins long before you hop in the sack. Did I lose you or not? Am I speaking plain English? Guys, but I want to get intimate with God. I want to get close with God. Well, it's going to start right here and it's going to stay right there, buddy. I'm going to tell you, this is the ticket and this is the kicker for close relationship with Jesus Christ. Gratitude. He says, you're welcome. I welcome you. I welcome you. I welcome you. I welcome you with me, God says. Here's a question. Why the Old Testament sacrifices? I'm just going to take us on a little journey real fast. Why the Old Testament sacrifices? They were an outward expression of gratitude and respect toward God. Who established the Old Testament sacrifices? Guess. God did. Could these Old Testament sacrifices provide eternal salvation? No, not at all. Christ being come a high priest of good things by a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither the blood of goats, calves, but by His own blood, Jesus entered once into the holy place, having obtained for us redemption. These Old Testament sacrifices, and there are a myriad of them, they could not save you. Why did God put those in there? Well, certainly these sacrifices in the Old Testament pointed to Jesus. They pointed to things to come. But was there another reason? He could have probably just set a sign up, okay? Jesus is coming! Well, that having to have people go through all this sacrifice stuff. Was there another reason? Could it be that gratefulness and reverence matter to God? Does it ever matter? This is crazy. Absolutely. Push me, buddy. So God says, listen, why all these Old Testament feasts? Why all these Old Testament feasts? Look at them. Boom, 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 boom. And there's more than this too, buddy. I just give you some of them up there. Why all these feasts? Why were people told to have this feast and that feast and this feast and that feast? And I know a lot of them coincide with the coming of Jesus and His coming again. I get that. But these were people back in the day. And they were made to do this. They were told to do this. Many of these feasts were a picture of things to come. I get that. But these feasts, they were also showing thankfulness and reverence to God. You hear me or not? Why do I pray when I eat? A, because I love food. Love food. I'm on a diet right now. How many can tell I've lost some weight? Just three of you. Thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I've lost like 4 pounds. And on my body, 4 pounds is like... But anyway, here's the point. Why do I say blessing and thanks for food? Because God made me this way. Whether it's a cup of coffee and a scrambled egg like I had this morning at McDonald's, that's a feast. Or when I have something later in the day, that's a feast. Well, I don't need to pray. You're an ingrate. I'm sorry. Somebody had to tell you. It may as well be me. Man, you can change today. You can start today. I wasn't raised that way. You were not raised the way God wants. He wants this. These Old Testament feasts, man, who instituted these feasts in the Scriptures? God did. God did all this. God made us. He knows us. Just push me now, buddy. Expressing gratitude and respect is good for us. This is good for us, God says. I'm going to do that. They need to have these feasts so they'll say thank you to me. They'll reverence me. They'll respect me because they can't get close to me. Unless they do these things, it's not the doing of those things that gets them close. It's the reverence and the gratefulness that gets you close to God. Amen. Yes or no? That's why if you look at the different sacrifices, some were lambs, some were just little old bits of flour. Because not everybody could afford a lamb. This is a blanket thing, guys. We need to be grateful. And I might be pushing this a little too much, but well, if books on intimacy have been written so much, I think I should push this. This is the key to your intimacy with God. God has been teaching people since the very beginning of time. Be grateful. Say that with me. Be what? Be what? Grateful and be what? Well, we just had Thanksgiving because somebody made it up in America. No, we had founders who braved the bloody seas and fought battles. It's actually the pilgrims that started it. And I forget the number. I preached on it, and I've got several videos out on it, but I can't remember everything these days. But the bottom line is they probably lost at least half of who was on that ship coming here. And they still bowed on their knees, and they thanked God. Amen? Maybe you won't thank God because you're hurting, and you know, if He hadn't let this happen to Mama, or if my wife hadn't left me, I'd be thankful. I'd be very careful at not thanking God. Did you hear me? Be very careful at making excuses why you don't thank God. It's very dangerous. And also, you're not the person you could be. So God created man in His own image. Male and female created He them. God blessed them, said, go, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. Look how good God is. Have dominion over the fish of the sea. Men are still doing this. Over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. It's amazing. God said, I've given you herbs. People are making those. Some are smoking them now. Which is upon the face of all the earth. Everything is fruit of the tree of yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. To every beast of the earth. To every fowl of the air. To everything that creeps upon the earth. How good is God to us? Look at this. So I put everything out there that you need to have to live. Isn't God nice to us? Yes or no? Sure He is. And God saw everything that He'd made. And behold, it was very good. Amen. I really done a great job here. Amen. And this is God. This is what He did for us. And the Lord took the man and He put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you can eat. You can eat. But of that tree of knowledge of good and evil, this one tree don't eat. Don't do that. You'll not eat of it. For in that day you eat it, you're going to die. Respect me. Reverence me. What I say is what I say. You've got all this. Don't do that. Of course, he did it. And those walks with God, that intimacy stopped. That Adam had with God. And Adam went into hiding. The quickest way for you to go into hiding is be an ingrate. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And the Lord God called unto Adam and said, where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden. I was scared. because I was naked. It's amazing. Sometimes grateful people, we look at them and we look and feel sorry for them because how little they got. It's amazing how much gratefulness will hide your nakedness. It's amazing how much gratefulness will make you not even think about all that pain and life you've had before and that hurt. Isn't it? Yes or no? But when you get too smart for your britches and I get too smart for mine, don't be surprised if you're a depressed human staring at your nakedness. I was scared. He said, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you not to eat? And he said, yeah, the woman you gave to me. And I don't think he was making excuses. I think he's just telling the facts. She gave it to me and I ate it. And the Lord said to the woman, what did you do? Not that he didn't know, but he wants her to tell it and speak it. He said, that serpent, the devil, he tempted me and I ate it. There's a great temptation out there for us to take credit for our life, to give ourselves the glory. But I'm going to tell you right now, you start doing that and it's going to lead to a life of nakedness. Now, what do I mean by that? Cold. Ashamed. That's amazing what thankfulness and gratitude can do. It, boy, you clothe yourself in gratitude and thankfulness. Never saw that in my life till I read that verse right there, right now in front of you. That's pretty powerful to me. The greatest way to get to the heart of God is through my gratitude and my expression of appreciation for the kindness He's given to me. And I'm going to try to hurry now, Raj. I ain't tried yet. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must do what? Believe that He is and that He's a what? What does that mean? That means every good gift comes from Him. Everything comes from Him. He's a rewarder of those that seek Him. What does that mean? Well, that means He blesses you with things. There's no doubt about that. But you know what? Those that seek Him, He rewards you with eyes of gratitude. Did you hear me? If I seek God, I'll get a new car. If I believe in God, I'll get a new this. That's what the church tells you so much today. It's bull. What we need are eyes. When I seek God, I see the crap doesn't matter. I can be happy. I matter to you. I can crawl up into your lap. I start to know you'll never throw me out with the trash. I'm a child of God. Boy, that's exciting, isn't it? We've turned the gospel into an American gospel. What about the poor people on this planet that don't have anything? But you look at them, even no teeth. They can't, they're just so impoverished. Yet they try their best to smile because they've got Jesus. Amen. Good stuff. In everything, give thanks, the Bible says. This is the what? It's the what? I made you this way. I've given you examples of other people, God says, out there in front of you. When you say thank you, it touches them. Don't think you're going to get to me without saying thank you. Keep going, buddy. Here we go, guys. Y'all ready or not? You sleeping? Man, get up on your feet with me if you don't mind. Now, we're not done, so don't leave. We're going to say thank you to the Lord the week before, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. You ready? You ready to practice? Let's say thank you to God. Are you ready? Say the yellow with me, and I'm going to do it with you. Here we go. Thank you, God, for creating me in your image and your likeness. Thank you, God, for loving me. We're not going to go too fast. Thank you, God, for giving your one and only Son, Jesus, for... Let's stop right there for a second. Let that sink in. Have you done that?
Are you still relying on church attendance or I'm a good person? Well, if you are, then you can't say that. You need to put your faith in Jesus. You must be born again. You must believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead to save you. You must. It's a must. Anything else is being ungrateful. And it won't work, by the way. Say this one with me. Thank you, God, for saving me by the precious blood of your Son, Jesus. You don't believe in the blood of Jesus, do you, Gary? Yeah, I believe him more than I believe other folks. How about that? Amen. Say. I'm going to give him reverence and praise and respect for that. Thank you, God, for the forgiveness of all my sins. How many would raise some hands this morning and say, Pastor Gary, I was a really wretched sinner. Let me see some hands. I was wretched, man. Isn't it good to have it gone? Yes or no? Come on. Yeah, I like that. Woo! How about this one? Come on. Thank you, God, for promising to never, ever leave me. How many had somebody leave you before in life? They just left me. They left me. He never will. You feel yourself getting a little closer into his lap? Thank you, God, for helping me know that I have. How many lived a long time and didn't know that? Preacher, I didn't know it. I didn't know it. My hand's up because I lived almost 50 years and didn't know it. And I was a preacher. That's sad. But this is what gratitude will do for you as you get into that lap of God. It'll start to show you things you never knew about. It's beautiful. Thank you, God, for giving me peace in my heart. How many of you had some bad stuff, tragic things happen in your life, but God, the Holy Spirit's given you peace? Can I see some hands? He gave me peace. Wow. Thank you, God, for giving me a confident hope for the... Thank you, God, for teaching me and leading me. How many would say, man, I was really stupid back in the day, like which may have been last week. But anyway, he's helping me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for what? Say that again. Thank you, God, for what? Do you see how this could change your life? How many would say, you're weird, Clark, but I might have learned something today. Simple yet profound. Amen. I love that. God, I love you. Say that to him. God, I love you. I love you. You know what his response is? I know you do. I know you do. I love you too. How good does that feel? I love you too. Thank you. Thank you. Can you say it with me? Praise the Lord. Let's thank him for his word this morning. A good time at church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord today. That was good. A little bit goofy.